Earth.
Hounds of Heaven. Hey, that Al Smith dinner, Donald Trump last night, that was some real good work. Kudos to the scriptwriters, man. That was some of the funniest stuff I ever heard from a politician at the Al Smith dinner. He destroyed Kamala Harris. So we got to talk about that. We're going to play some of that clip. But we also got to talk about, in that same light, man, I'm really disappointed about some of you Catholics, man, about the hypocrisy, about the duplicity, about the political brain that you guys have adopted. You know what the political brain is, right? It doesn't have a memory and it doesn't care about hypocrisy and duplicity. Me, I don't want to lose my sense of outrage. If something was wrong back in 2012, bruh, it's still wrong. It's still wrong. I'm consistent. I'm going to stay angry because truth doesn't change. Outrage shouldn't change. But you, I don't know what happened to y'all. I really don't. We got to talk about that on today's show, the David O. Gray Show, Off Code Unscripted on St. Dominic's Media. Hey, hit that sub button before we get into it. We're about to get into it right now. Let's go. But yeah, it was funny. Let me play you a couple of my favorite bits here. And they're like right back to back. So we'll just roll into those. And then I'm going to give my comment on the whole thing.
Correct. But I must say I was shocked when I heard that Kamala was skipping the Al Smith dinner. I'd really hoped that she would come because we can't get enough of hearing her beautiful laugh. She laughs like crazy. We would recognize it any place in this room, and all polls are indicating I'm leading big with the Catholic vote, as I should be. But I don't think Kamala has given up yet. She hasn't. Instead of attending tonight, she's in Michigan receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer. That's not a pretty sight. But Catholics, please don't be too insulted by Kamala's absence. If the Democrats, thank you very much, I appreciate that. If Democrats really wanted to have someone not be with us this evening, they would have just sent Joe Biden. You know, he's having second thoughts, you know that, right? He wants to come back.
Oh, man. So you saw that, you heard that, man. That was funny. That was funny. That was good stuff. That was good work. But here's the thing. I'm disappointed in a lot of you Catholics. Why am I disappointed? Because a lot of you are saying, you know, I read your post. Matter of fact, let me bring up some from, you know, some of the sites that we go to, right? Here's Life Site News. It looks like, you know, Catholics are a little bit disappointed that Kamala Harris is skipping the Al Smith dinner. Right? There seems to be a little bit of outrage. Like, how can she not go? How can she skip the Al Smith dinner? No presidential candidate has skipped the Al Smith dinner since Walter Mondale. He lost everything. Right? It's like Life Site News is saying it. The real Kamala Harris is skipping the Al Smith dinner. Right? Trump calls Kamala Harris' decision to skip the Al Smith dinner very disrespectful to Catholics. Right? Cardinal Dolan criticized Harris' decision to skip the Al Smith dinner. She's not getting good advice. Here's the thing, my friends, Hounds of Heaven. What I don't understand is that, as I said, I don't have a political brain. I remember things. I'm old enough to remember back in 2012 when a lot of you Catholics were very upset. Upset is not even the right word. Angry about Barack Obama attending Al Smith dinner. Why? Because he was pro-abortion. Right? He's anti-Catholic. Let me show you some more of those clips. Let me remind you about where you were in 2012. Here is a petition from change.org. It was started by Michael Voris. You remember him? Remember Real Catholic TV, Church Militant, right? He started it, but this is just one of many petitions. Life Site News had one. I started a whole website called Stop Al Smith Dinner. I had a petition. There was like a whole website. Many of you signed it. Hundreds of signatures. We were all angry that Barack Obama dared attend the Al Smith dinner. We were upset about him going to Notre Dame. You know, we were reaching into canon law and seeing how people, a Catholic organization could not give platform to a person who rejects church teaching and is anti-life. This person, Lorraine Grishammer, says President Obama has waged war against the Catholic Church through his, remember his HHS mandate? And has the most pro-abortion record member of any Congress? Even voting to let infants die, botched abortion, no medical help in Chicago. Friends, hounds, that's what we were saying back in 2012. Barack Obama could not go. We wanted Al Smith and the dinner people and Cardinal Dolan to disinvite him. You remember that? Am I just jogging your memory now? Let me know. Do you remember this? So why is it now that we're disappointed that Kamala Harris didn't show up, that she sent the video? How can we feel disrespected that Kamala Harris did not show up to the Al Smith dinner, knowing how pro-abortion she is, how she loves child sacrifice? I don't understand. What's changed from 2012 to now? It's just been, what is that, 12 years? What's changed? Tell me. I don't get the hypocrisy and duplicity here. More than that, what disturbs me in this whole thing is that Barack Obama's pro-abortion position in 2012 is moderate, perhaps even conservative, compared to where Donald Trump is now. Can I be honest with you? Can we have this honest conversation? Barack Obama's abortion position in 2012 is where Trump is. He's a radical compared to where Obama was. Obama was not talking about in vitro fertilization. Let's kill as many eggs as we can. Let's make it for free. He wasn't talking about that. Let's just give everyone an abortion pill. He wasn't talking about that either. Right? He wasn't even talking back in 2012. He's not even where Kamala's at now. Some sort of national law, like reverse Roe Wade or something like that. No, Obama was talking about we can disagree on this or something. It's between a woman and her doctor or something like that. It's called reproductive health. Something they were calling it. He was like a moderate. Yes, we've come a long way since 2012. Where Trump is at today, a lot of you in 2012 would have said disinvite him. Can we be honest about this? I'm not saying don't go vote for Trump. I'm just saying be honest with yourself. I'm saying keep it real. Keep it a buck. Keep it 100. And don't have political brain, man. Keep the same level of outrage. That's all I'm saying. Don't embarrass yourself. Let's stay consistent. Trump, Kamala, nobody should have been at the Al Smith dinner by our 2012 standard. Let's keep it a buck. But Raymond Arroyo from EWTN, Fox News, Laura Ingraham, he got a hold of Trump at the Al Smith dinner. And he interviewed him about, you know, what, you know, Catholics, at least like me, are saying that he's not pro-life. And let's check out his response to that.
Roe v. Wade, and you've said, I've returned it to the states and people have to follow their heart. Some of your supporters are saying, well, Trump is pro-choice now. What would you say to them?
No, I am like Ronald Reagan before me. The exceptions are very important to me. And that's the life of the mother, rape and incest.
Blah, 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 blah. We heard that. We've heard that a million times over, on a world over, in other places. Every rally he gives, you know, he's saying, oh, everybody wanted it, you know, the exceptions. It's okay to kill a baby. It's okay to kill the Imago Dei if the father's a rapist, if the father is a relative, if somehow doctors say that the mother or somebody's going to die. Oh, no, we child sacrifice is okay. They shut the hell up. It deceptions are low-functioning spirituality, low-functioning relationship with God, low-functioning being able to see the Imago Dei in every person created. That's just the truth. Right? Again, I'm not trying to upset you guys. Not saying don't vote for the guy. Not saying that. I'm just saying he's dumb. And he's not pro-life. And he doesn't value life from the moment of conception. He just doesn't. And I get that, you know, Kamala Harris, Cammy, I get that she's just two times worse. Not 10 times, just two times worse. The only difference between the two is one's a national mandate. That's it. That's it. But yeah. And Cammy is probably going to export, you know, the Mexico City policy, probably export, you know, so maybe she's three times worse. All right. But it's not a big difference. Right. And, you know, and Donald Trump, you know where he's at on the death penalty. I mean, the man is going to put everyone to death. Who's ever on death row when he's comes in, everyone's going to die. Everyone's getting electrocuted, shot up, whatever the thing is, they're all dying. All right. He's just talking about more people should die. If you're an illegal immigrant, you come to this country, you kill someone, you die. You get a death penalty. He's giving away the death penalty like Oprah's giving away cars. You get a death penalty. He's not pro-life. That's not a Catholic position. The only hope we have, those of us, again, who believe, who are truly pro-life, who do see Jesus Christ in every person, who does see the Imago Dei in every person, who believes every person should have an opportunity to come to the knowledge of God, our only hope is that Joe Biden, he commutes everyone's sentence on death row to life. That's our only hope, because it's not going to happen. Trump is killing everybody. But I want to keep my same level of outrage. I recognize that Trump shouldn't have been invited to Al Smith dinner in 2012 or now. Kamala shouldn't have. Nobody should have. And been invited according to our 2012 standard. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it a buck.